Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this November 11th, 2022. Your host, James, here, and I am joined right now in studio thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We have our good friend Matt Zukowski in, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau President and Co-Chair of the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission. Good morning, Matt. Good
morning, James.
And we have Jim Arnold here, Manager of the Southwood County Rec Center and previous MVP Award winner. Jim, you're not even wearing it with you didn't bring in the trophy or any of that. I'm just kidding.
James, thanks for having us today. Yeah.
Good to see you both. Matt, good to see you as always. And Jim, it's been too long, man. Welcome to the new building.
I like the new building. It's very cool.
We did get to talk a little bit. We were over there, Steph and I, to record the River Kings and stuff, but not enough. Like I saw you bopping around and everything. But
it's always a busy place.
Here. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And boy, it is nice to have you guys in to talk about this event. I don't know if... if the event itself is as popular as it could be in an area that is so sports heavy and care and love sports so much, and any chance we get to talk sports or to bring attention to some of our great athletes or some of the great stuff that goes on in our area. So I love being able to talk about this. I want to make it even bigger and bigger every year. And that's one of my goals, having you guys in today and everything. I want it to be standing room only. I want to make it so that we got to push people away almost, which is not going to happen. We don't want to do that, of course. But want to make bring attention to this event. And first up, I want to talk about what this is, what the awards are, who's handing these out, what these are for, that kind of thing. And then I'll let you start.
Yeah, if I could. Thanks, James. First of all, the awards, it's centers around the Wisconsin Rapids Sports Commission. And I think I could articulate this a lot better. Meredith from the CVB has this in writing. And if I could just read what the mission statement of the Sports Commission is, it's open to everyone, all sports organizations here in Wisconsin Rapids. And it is part of the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention Visitors Bureau. It's an offshoot of that. And it provides a forum for leaders in the athletic community who are passionate about promoting our area as a sports destination. So we have a lot of organizations, be it the Rafters, River Kings, the Curling Club, Jim from the Rec Center, the BMX, they all get together. We get together once a month, and it's really a resource to help us with our organizations become the best they can be. And the Sports Commission has been part of this area for at least the past 10 years, James. And for the last 10 years, once a year, we have what we call an MVP evening. And what that is, it's Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission acknowledges an individual or organization that demonstrates commitment, creativity, and dynamic energy towards the growth of sports in our Wisconsin Rapids community. The award celebration is open to the public, and I'm going to discuss that in a little bit. But so it's an award that really honors what sports brings, the economic impact it brings to this community, and also another thing socially. Hmm. That is, you can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So this year, our nominees are, we have two nominees. We have Ken Hilgers, and we honor him for his work with the Wisconsin Rapids Boxing Club. Mm-hmm. James, you kind of can relate to that,
yes,
as we
yes.
just talked about. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's called the Ken Hilgers Boxing Club. Mm-hmm. He's been part of this since 1975, impacting kids in the community, especially in the Nakusa area. Phenomenal stuff. And we also have our other nominees. It's a combination, Dan Gunk and Lee Graff, who we're recognizing together for their work with the Rapids Area Sports Complex. That's that new sports complex, mm-hmm. kind of flying under the radar here mm-hmm. out at Lincoln High School, and a lot of great things are happening there.
I will say, I agree with you that it has kind of a little there, not to the state, Like, the state is using that facility whenever they have an opportunity, if you notice. Like, they're bringing track and field events here for, you know, state events and stuff. I've heard many, many conversations from people talking about the opportunities that could be leading to that going forward for our area, economically, especially with the impact that could be. So, you know, anybody who's lived in this area for a while knows the Water Ski Shore Tournament and what that does for this area. Think like those lines, because that's something that I know that is being talked about in Madison. I'll say that. I know that that's something at the very least. And just what we already have here in town, what we already have going on in the Wood County, Portage areas, all of these areas.
When you talk about what sports does for our community and having an economic impact, great example is this weekend. Tonight we'll be hosting La Crosse Aquinas and Kewaunee for a Level 4 go to the state championship, and that game will be played at Southwood County Football Field. And then tomorrow afternoon we'll be hosting the 8-man state championship game here. So, you know, great credit for what sports does in this community and how that brings people to Wisconsin Rapids.
You know, you don't have to look very far to see, you know, the economic impact a sports team or sports can have on an area. The smallest franchise in all of sports is just a couple hours from us over there in Green Bay. And I don't believe they've hurt for money anytime soon or anything like that, that area, what they are able to do. And I'm talking not like in the last 20, you know, some years or whatever, the Favre Rogers eras and everything. I'm thinking of when I was a kid, and there's those hardship years, those years where they're not having a great team on the field or whatever. They still filled those stands. They still brought people into the attendance. And that franchise is still around to the point where it is one of the most successfully run franchises in all of sports. And this is coming from a Bear fan, guys. And I have all the respect in the world for that team and that organization and the way that they run it and the way that it is the way that they have treated that area, too. You look at what happened with like a LeBron James in Cleveland, and he's there and he's helping the Cleveland Cavaliers and putting them on a level that that team has never been in. He leaves, and the impact that had on that community and that state, that town, I mean, so much to that town of that city of Cleveland that it impacted the whole state of Ohio. Like, that's how big sports can be on an economic level. And I'm just talking on a major level. When you talk on smaller levels, having the River Kings, having the Rafters in town, the economic funnel that is, where it is vital, especially in the last 3-4 years, as we've seen with the pandemic and everything. So there's the economic impact here. But I really want to put a focus on the essence of sports. We love seeing our sports teams win. We love championing them. We like beating our rivals. We love all of these things. And all of that is great, and it's important, and it means something. But I think at some point or another, we kind of forgot what the meaning of sports was. Bringing people together, people from different walks of life coming together and playing together, and the camaraderie, making friends, bringing community together. If I was pressed to say what my favorite thing in sports is, I mean, I love when somebody steals home plate. I love seeing a goal from the pop line, a knockout in boxing. But in hockey, at the end of every hockey match, when you see both teams shaking hands at the end of the game.
Yep.
That's the essence of sports. That's what it's all about. And these award, this a ceremony, really touches on that, really shows that, shows that that's still important to us as a society, that this still matters, especially to our youth, where that's what where the focus really should be, is when we're talking about young people and them being able to, you know, look at Ken, for example. It's just an example what Ken has done in those decades of work there. How many kids now has he created a bunch of heavyweight fighters that are going around now and winning belts and all that? I don't know, and I don't care, to be honest with you. What matters is the kids that he's impacting, all those families, all those different people that he's given an outlet to. I don't know where I would be without sports. Certainly, I come from a sports family, my dad being a former athlete and all that, but we moved around a lot, man, and I was very bad at making friends, really bad at it. Like, I was horrible at it. Sports, as soon as kids noticed I was the fastest kid in class, them on our team, and all of a sudden I started making friends and started getting invited to birthday parties and everything, and they knew my name, and without sports, that doesn't happen. I wasn't going to do it on my own. I didn't know how to make friends. I was horrible at it, but they saw how fast I was, and immediately, like, hey, we're putting him out of, you're a receiver. You're a wide receiver. That's what you do. Catch the football. Like, it goes so much deeper into our society than I think we have a chance to appreciate oftentimes. It gets muddied with with our rivalries and some of these other things. That's a key part of this. And when I think of this ceremony, I think of the people that we're nominating in that and people like yourself that have won in the past, Jim. But I keep coming back to that part of it. This area, the way we treat sports, it's not just competitive and fun and we push these kids. We give them a safe place. We give them somewhere to go that they can be themselves and really find out who themselves and meet people and all those things.
That's a great explanation. You just captured the essence of sports, and we talk on a national level with your examples. What we do at the Sports Commission is we just do that locally.
Yeah.
And for the Sports Commission meetings that I've attended, it's the leaders in those sports come together, and it's how do we help each other out? We enjoy how sports teaches our young kids character. As you know, we're not athletes anymore competing. We want to be helping the young kids compete, but we also enjoy the camaraderie. So when you get together as a sports commission, you're visiting with what makes your group successful, and you're just sharing information. Is it something that works well in a concession stands? Is it how to invite people to the community, the hotels and heads and beds that are here? How do you work together to create a tournament? Meredith has been extremely helpful. We had 40 rink managers from across the state and the nation here in October, and they absolutely loved the Wisconsin Rapids community. Lucas Bryan, our goaltender for the River Kings, didn't know where cranberries grew because he lives right down the palace from Windsor, England. Like, to have those people come to our community but have interest in what we have and want to learn has been an amazing experience for what Wisconsin Rapids has to offer. And we get those relationships through sports. And that's where the Sports Commission has been able to build those relationships. And now it gives us a chance to find our champions in our community that have worked for their organizations. The River Kings have worked with Wayne Brown and the Boxing Club. And for the Boxing Club to help our junior hockey program, just know how to have that chess match of have your hands up. The hand-eye coordination have been helpful. On Monday nights, our kids would go down there in the past, and it's a workout. It's great, but it's building character, and it's when those guys all work together, it's a team. And so you're creating those atmospheres and those friendships that will be there forever. And, you know, for Dan and Lee, they came to a Sports Commission meeting Matt, I want to say it's 5 or 6 years ago because they had a plan for what baseball could look like at Mead School, and it didn't work out for them, but they didn't give up. You know, they continued, and as they've worked together with other groups in our community, they said, well, we have a vision for baseball. The school district had a vision for baseball. Let's work together. And so, you know, Dan and Lee were the champions, and they had other people on their team that they brought in. And when they knew the resources that would help them build this goal, it has been really exciting to watch that sports complex be built behind the rink. There was days that, you know, I'd take a break from driving the Zamboni to go warm up and just watch construction equipment, you know, continue to bring in that turf and see what an amazing facility. I'll tell you, in July, we're putting ice in at the rink, and took the family out back, and we got a hot dog and watched baseball for extra innings. And it was fantastic to have that right in the backyard. So as I sat there and visited with some people from the Stevens Point area, they were just in awe of what our community has. And the parking lot at the ice rink is, you know, filling up because people want to go watch baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And so what a great relationship and how people are coming to Wisconsin Rapids to see what we have to offer.
And I have to say, as long as I got you here and everything, you do such a great job over there at the rec center. You guys do such an amazing job over there. It really is noteworthy.
It's a busy place, and you know, we're excited to get cranked up. I think after the break, I'll catch you up with what's going on this weekend.
It sounds really good, and I want to get into the details of the ceremony, how people can attend, when it is coming up, and the details of that. And we'll do that when we come back from break. We'll get the break out of the way. We'll come back and take it right to the top of the hour here with Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine. For this November 11th, 2022, we are speaking with a couple of friends of ours. We've got Jim and Matt here. think representing and talking about the 2022 MVP Awards ceremony. And a big shout out to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up for us and getting this great conversation. And I have to say, for letting me wrap up the week talking sports, thank you for that. Thank you, Visit Bureau. Appreciate you. I want to get into the details of the ceremony real quick and let people know when this is going on. Can we do that real quick?
Absolutely, Matt? James. So the 2022 MVP Award celebration is this coming Thursday, November 17th, and for the first time, our host, Ho Chunk Gaming in Nakusa, is the host.
Cool.
In the past, we've had the Ridges, Bullseye, the Meat Hotel, but Ho Chunk has stepped up, and we're excited that we're having the event there this year, and it begins at 5 p.m. Now, I will say this, as of today, the event is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is interested, what they need to do is call Meredith or Nathan at the Convention Visitors Bureau. And unfortunately, I don't have their... Well, I have the number right now. It's 715-570-2989.
Mm-hmm.
So call if you are still interested in attending or if you can. Now, the good thing is we have the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media that will be filming in that evening, so you can catch the event probably in the day or two afterwards.
Yeah. They're really do a great job of getting that stuff on there right away.
Absolutely.
And encourage everybody to go to YouTube, subscribe to their page, just type in there Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Keep up on the great work that they're doing over there. That's cool that they'll be recording it. That's awesome. That's cool to hear.
What we've done the last few years, James, is in the past we've always just announced, we just invited the person that won the award. This is the third year that we're doing it a little bit differently. We're having everyone that's been nominated to honor them.
Yeah.
So there's really no winner. Everyone wins, and we recognize the people that are nominated. So
that's a very cool way to do it.
It really is, and it's really worked out. We've been pleased how it's kind of went down, and it gives an opportunity for Ken and Lee and Dan to kind of tell us about themselves.
It's going to be a great ceremony. Looking forward to seeing how it all plays out when it shows up on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media site. That's going to be fun to see. Jim, I did want to get into what's going on with the Southland County Rec Center this weekend and coming up. But before I do, I can't have an award winner here in front of me and not ask about that. What was it like being nominated and then winning this award?
Well, thanks for asking. I think really the big part about the award is the people that surrounded me with a vision of what Southwood County 2000 was about. Like, they built the facility. This community came together and said, we need to provide something for our youth. And, you know, the work of everything that Southwood County 2000 had done in the past to make the facilities go, the people in our youth hockey association that volunteer, our figure skating club that hosts camps, and the work that they do, like, it's all of their work that just made it successful. The ward had to have a name on it, and I was the lucky person to have that. So.
I feel like I knew exactly how you were going to do this. I knew you were going to go that way. Because God help it if you actually took some credit or anything, Jim. You know, you agree with everything you said there, but I'm not going to let you walk out of this room without taking a little bit of credit. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate what you do over there and all the work that you and volunteers and everybody else, but you are appreciated. Your name deserves to be on that trophy, too.
Thank you. The job is kind of like I say, I get to be the guy who gets to mow the lawn at Lambeau Field, but you get to do it while you know.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. So what is... I mean, we've been talking River Kings all week around here. We're so happy to have them back in town. We know the Kings are going to be in town this weekend. Show the community and especially show the opposing team what home ice advantage is. We want to fill up the arena. What other things going on over there?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the games this weekend and want you to come out. We have the Minnesota Squatch coming into town. They lead the league at a 12-2 record. They have 102 goals to lead and also 320 penalty minutes, so there's going to be some fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, great. Both great stats to bring. Yes, those are good.
Paul's got the team playing really well. They have an overall record of 9-6, but they had a huge win last Saturday night against number 3 Hudson to beat them 3-2. Great kids. Love having them. Yeah. It's a great energy in the rink. Want you guys to come out and support them and be part of that energy.
I believe Paul will be joining us again on Playmakers this Monday, our sports show. It's been great getting to know him and talking with him on air, off air, all that. He's a great guy. Really enjoyed and still talk to Coach Quarters from time to time and everything, and wish Marty the best, him and his family. He just did so much for our community and did a great job here, and still consider him a friend and stuff. But, man, it has been really nice having Paul around. It is nothing against Marty or anything like that. It's just he's just a different – he's just cut different. And the talking with him, interacting with him, I'm already seeing his impression on the team. I'm already getting to see how this is going to be a different vibe with this team as opposed to Marty. It's not saying one is better than the other. I wouldn't want to have to do that because I think they're both pretty even level. Mm-hmm. It's more about, okay, this is, if you've been going to River Kings games as long as I have and some others have been and everything, you get to see a little bit of a different cut out there, a little bit of different just speed of the game and the way that they approach to the game. And this is only, we haven't even been, he hasn't been even been here a year yet. He's just building this. And what we're already seeing is really cool, especially if you're a hockey fan.
Tell you a quick story is between the first second intermission, he walks past the Zamboni room and you just watch him taking in the atmosphere of what hockey is like at the rec center, and he just had a big smile on his face, and it was really neat because it was his first time to experience it, and there's a lot of support for us, and it's really appreciated.
You know, you don't have to spend a lot of time in this state to know how much hockey is loved. You pay attention to the Wisconsin Badgers men's and women's team, ice hockey teams, been celebrated and followed for many, many decades. I know my favorite college hockey team is the Badgers. It had been since I was a little kid. Even growing up in Illinois, they were my favorite team. Anybody good in Chicago, that's where they went. Chris Chelios, all those. Yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy right there. We know that hockey is celebrated well in this state. I never want to dismiss the Admirals, the Milwaukee Admirals, huge support that they have. And I think because they don't have an NHL team, sometimes people kind of think, well, hockey isn't that. Unless you're in this state, I don't think you realize how much hockey is loved by this state. And we get spoiled here in town because the River Kings, not only are they well celebrated, they're a team where these kids, just as talented as they are on the ice, they are as human beings.
There's something about watching it in person, too. Yes. On TV, it's difficult to feel how do you follow the puck, how do you follow the rules. When you're there live, when the band is cranking, tonight they have a Toys for Tots drive, so it's community-based. It's just a really unique atmosphere. So to learn the game, to learn it in person, to see the speed, to realize how fast those athletes are going, how quick they have to make decisions, it's a lot of fun.
Some of the greatest athletes in the world are on the ice. It's amazing. You think of an athlete, you think of the endurance and all the things that soccer and basketball players have to have. You think of the strength and the ability, the agility that football, basketball players have to have. Then put them on skates. Do that. Put them on these little thin razor blades and everything, and then go do something. Like, it's incredible what hockey players are able to pull off and do. And on this level, these kids not only have all those things, but they're developing their skills. They're finding their voice a little bit more on the ice, looking for opportunities to get to other programs and that. And they're just so hungry. They want this so bad. You don't chase this dream unless you really want it. Like, this isn't for the faint of heart to follow. I mean, think about this. We talked about it a little bit already. These kids are not just coming from a couple hours away or coming from in-state or just a state or two away. The majority of these kids are coming across overseas. They're coming to different languages. We don't even have the metric system over here, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, there's so many things that they are doing just to chase down this dream. I feel like one of the things we can do is support them by showing up to these games and catching some great action.
And that's part of it, is for them to chase that dream, they have to come with great character. And so when these kids are in the community, they want to help and they want to do some other things. If you got a minute, I'll tell you a quick story. Is we had some former River Kings take a group of kids, 9 and 10-year-olds, to the University of Notre Dame for a spring tournament. Cool. And Lee Graff's son, Lee and Tracy's son, Adrian, was playing in the championship game. And in a tie game, they're kid gets a breakaway and just takes off. Ooh. And Adrian comes up, and our River King coaches said it was the back check from heaven, because he had about a 20-foot head start, and Adrian caught him from behind, took the puck away. The game went to overtime, and then our Central Wisconsin team was able to win in overtime with Adrian scoring the goal. And, you know, that excitement of hosting a trophy and that championship trophy of sports and how that brings everybody together. It was an amazing experience. And, you know, those River King kids shared their experience, but it was the first time one of the kids told me, I'm nervous because I don't have control of what's going on in the game, and they had to be teachers. And what a interesting way for them to share the game. Now, instead of players, they had to be instructors and teachers. And to do it at that level, it was just amazing experience to go to Notre Dame to host that trophy.
Can't imagine.
Was an absolute blast.
And whether it was intended or not, Jim, that story right there, thank you for sharing, not only was that cool to hear, but it also speaks to so much of what we've been talking about with sports. It's not just about scoring goals or getting a scholarship or a paycheck or anything like that. Becoming teachers, that's probably the first times they've ever had to do something like that. Who knows what that can help them do in later in life? Now, you know, we know the percentages of how many athletes go on to play professional sports and all that. So it has to be about something more than that. And it is. It's building these characters. It's showing people how to interact with each other, making friends, all this stuff. And the idea, so many athletes become teachers. So those first chances of being able to do that is really important. Matt, before we let you go, I did want to find out, is there ways for people to be a part of the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission or volunteering if people are looking to do that, whether it is at the Southwood County Rec Center or any of these events, if people want to be a part of things more?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for people and new organizations to be part of the Sports Commission. And James, I think what they can do is contact myself at the YMCA. The Sports Commission meets traditionally the second Tuesday of every month at 4:30, and we always have the host site at one of our partners, be it, and we've had it at the Rec Center a few times, at Witterfield, at the Curling Club, at the Y as well. So anyone interested to being part of this great group, contact myself at the YMCA.
Yeah. And the 2022 MVP Awards celebration happening Thursday, November 17th, 5 o'clock at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. If you don't already have a ticket, be on the lookout for it to show up on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media site, and you can catch it that way. Cannot thank you both enough for the time and all you guys are doing for our community. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, James.
We'll talk real soon, especially Jim. I got to get on that Zamboni. I'll talk to you real soon.
Make that happen.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Thank you all for listening. Be around next week for more Morning Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.